Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody. It's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks for joining me again this week for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. I am your host, and as always, I'm always excited to be with you on Tuesday morning. Today, I'm talking to Michelle Coulson, who is the owner of a really cool company called Remote Rebellion. And what we're going to be talking about are not just the concept, and you might be wondering, how does this apply to my daily self-care? And we're actually going to get into that. But what we're really going to be talking about is this idea that if you're kind of tired of doing what you're doing and you're kind of over the whole routine of feeling like you're chained to one thing, what we're going to be talking about today will hopefully help open your eyes to that. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So let's talk a little bit about how you got into this. You said you were a recruiter first. So that's really what sort of got you into and really more or less gave you the bug to start your own business.
Yeah, I never, ever imagined that I would have my own business. I think I'd always told myself, you know, I came from a family where you just, if you wanted more money or you wanted to do anything more, you just work more hours. Like you just, that was just the way it was. So being a business owner, I would always say I'm not business savvy. I'm not creative. I'm not this, you know, insert all limiting beliefs that you can imagine. So right. I was working in recruitment for about 7 years and then, oh, about 6 years. And then the pandemic came. And before that, I had been pushing for remote work at the software development company I was working at, because back then, 2016, 2017, software developers had all the power. They were like, what are you going to give me? What's in it for me? And you'd have to try and sell them the role and say, you know, it's this much salary, it's this remote. So I'd been pushing for this remote working policy back in 2016, back in 2017, and managed to get up to 4 days a week remote, which was a real big win back then. I don't know if you remember many people working remote back then, right?
Right, totally, 100%. Yeah, what I remember mostly about several years ago with that was is that you really had to be in a certain line of work to be able to work remotely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was mainly software engineers or sometimes digital designers. They were generally the ones.
Right.
So I pushed for this for a little while after a lot of nagging to my boss and said I managed to get that. I bought an RV and I lived in my RV for a little while, but it was really tough because having an RV in London when I had to be back into the office on Fridays meant I couldn't really go that far. And whilst Europe is great, you can get far, like having to come back every 7 days.
100%.
But, yeah. But so I had a little taste of remote working there, even though it wasn't fully remote. Then obviously during the pandemic, everyone was working from home. And honestly, that time really, like a lot of people gave me that time to stop and reflect and think, I'm really miserable in London. I'm really unhappy. I'm going out, going to theatre, going to the pub, doing all of these social activities, but I really wasn't happy. And I moved into a co-living space, even though I owned a flat. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know why at the time. I just was doing stuff just because I could. Right. And it was because I was lonely. Like I didn't have a community. I was so alone. I would go into work. I would get the tube every day and city life no longer resonated with me.
Yeah. So I think where I want to start with this whole line of thought for people listening is that what really creates the desire, right? Because the way I look at it is when we prioritize ourselves, when we're looking for what is going to help us, you know, energetically help us from a personal growth perspective, or even from the way that we do our daily self-care habits, it really starts with where we're focusing our energy. And so what I'm really hearing you say is that, you know, when you get stuck in a rut, when you get stuck in a regular routine of working, you know, whether it's remote or in the office, it's like, I think you forget that you have options. And then you sort of just kind of go through the motions on a day-to-day basis. And so it sounds like that's a lot of what happened to you. And then you made the decision that, you know what, I don't really like this. I'm not really feeling fulfilled. I'm not really feeling like I can do the things that I really want to do. So speak to that for us for a moment.
Yeah, totally. And I wonder if I would have had this had it not been for the pandemic. I really don't know, but it really was that time.
Yeah.
You know that we're such a busy, especially in the Western world, especially if you live in a city, you're going at such a pace. You don't have time to get off the hamster wheel because you're keeping it going. So having this time to sit and reflect and be forced into my own thoughts, it made me, and I remember there was one conversation with a friend of mine, and he had gone to Bali, and he said to me, I said, why Bali? Like, what is it about it that you love? And he said, it's my happy place. And I sat there reflecting. And you know, like in a movie where someone looks off wistfully into the distance and they just repeat the line, happy place, happy place.
But a lot of a lot of people have a happy place. I know I have a couple.
Yeah. Where's yours?
We have a place on Lake Norman, which is just north of Charlotte. It was our family home where we went on vacation. So that's one. And then the other happy place for me is going down into the Florida Keys and to Key West.
I love it down there.
Here, and for people listening that know me, they can probably check both of those boxes. They probably didn't even need me to tell them that. But like when you have a place where you just feel energetically like you're at home and you can just connect, but at the same time, feel like you're not just starting over. You know, I guess that's probably the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. It is difficult. And I think for me, I was like, okay, my happy place wasn't a place. It was in the ocean. It was in and around the ocean. That was when I'd been the most happiest.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for people listening, I think that's a good place to start. If what we're talking about is kind of landing for you, is to think about, you probably, if you don't have a place that you call your happy place, like a location, like you like go to a map and you point to a location, right? But maybe it's to your point, like maybe it's by the ocean, maybe it's in the mountains, maybe it's in the countryside, maybe it's someplace else, right? It's like, that's always a good place to start.
Yeah, exactly. And this conversation with this friend who, I ended up going to Bali, basically. Long story short, I was like, okay, I'm working remotely with the company I'm working for. I'm going to be a bit cheeky and just go, you know, ask for forgiveness rather than permission. I'm going to go to Bali. And as soon as the office opens up, I'll have to just go back to my life because, you know, I'm in my 30s and this is just what you do as an adult. You just have to go about the daily grind. And I did go to Bali. And honestly, I've never felt happier. I was surrounded with people that were like-minded.
Yeah.
It was my eyes have been opened.
But isn't it interesting how you can be faced with an opportunity to go somewhere or to do something? And, you know, immediately in our mind, we come up with the reasons why we can't, why it won't work. Well, it's cost too much money. It's not the right time. I've got this to do. I've got that to do. I mean, it's like we can always come up with reasons to keep ourselves where we are. But really what 100%. You do in your work, aside from the fact that you help people find remote work, one of the things that you really do through your message is, and this can work for anybody, regardless of whether or not, you know, they're looking for remote work, is that where you are isn't where it ends. You know, there's always more that's available to you, right?
Yeah, it's so true. And the thing that made me really make the leap and quit my job and start Remote Rebellion, to fast forward the story a little bit, was I asked myself, what is the worst that can happen? Okay, let me check myself in there. Okay, I have a house, I have a mortgage in London. I the worst case scenario, I don't find another job. Because I quit my job without anything to go with. Worst case scenario, I lose my job. I can't get another job for like, let's say 6-12 months. I lose my house. I have to move in with my sister in a spare bedroom with a roof over my head and food on the table. That's my worst case scenario. I think I've got it pretty good.
Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously that's probably not the desired outcome that you wanted, right? It's like, that's probably not what we want to go into a situation and think. But to your point, I like how you're reasoning that, and this could work for anyone listening, is that, all right, what's the worst thing that's going to happen if I decide to do this? You know, okay, so I might be a little bit behind when I get home. You know, to your point, I might lose my job, which means I'll have to look for another one, which means I might have to sell my house if I can't afford the mortgage, right? It's like, I think there are always options, but we forget that all those options could work. It's really just a matter of what we choose to give our energy to.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, it was worth the risk. And I'm the kind of person, if I set my mind to something, I'll make it work. And this is the difference with people who are like, this is what I'd like to do. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, agree. Absolutely. I call it, are you interested or are you committed? You know, it's
I like that.
Right. I mean, I think,
I'm going to steal that.
I think for anyone listening, you can say, you know what? I'm really interested in this. I'm going to pursue it. But that's pretty much where it stops. But it's like, when you're committed to something, then you immediately, you kind of tell your mind, you know what, I'm really going to see if this can work. And then you automatically, your brain will start showing you like options, and some might be good, some might not be as good, but it's a completely different path than just saying, you know, I'm interested in that. I want to find out more about it. Right?
Yeah. Love that. I've actually taken a note of that.
Don't follow through, honestly. I mean, as human beings, we suck at following through. This is why we have tools and why we have ways to stay accountable, because it's just, we function so much better when we have support and accountability.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's when I have a lot of calls with people who say, hey, I really want to get a remote job. Can we have a call? And yeah, that question comes up and they're like, how are you going to get me a remote job? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to get you anything. You're going to work with you. This needs to be something you're working towards.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you're really quick to say, no, I'm not going to do. I mean, of course, I'm sure you have people who want you to do all the work for them. But for the most part, your job is to sort of work alongside someone and help them make it happen for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. The same way a personal trainer doesn't get you the six pack. They help you with your nutrition. They help you at the gym. They don't physically lift the weights for you. Yeah,
they hold you accountable and just, you know, show you where your blind spots are. Really? That's why we have coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So obviously, and you and I were talking about this before we hit record, is that for people to take advantage of something like this in whatever way works for them, they don't have to be of the mindset to start a business. I want to make that clear because there are a lot of people listening who aren't business owners.
Exactly. I initially, before I actually fast forwarded a little bit too fast, just conscious of time, but before I actually started Remote Rebellion, it came about because I actually had a little think about how I was going to make my new situation work. I'd quit my job. I was like, okay, I'm going to make Bali life work. How am I going to do that? So I essentially reverse engineered my experience in recruitment. Instead of looking for candidates, I was looking for a role. And I just reverse engineered that. I make it sound simple. There's a lot more to it. And I landed two freelance gigs recruiting for two remote first companies. And that's actually where the idea for Remote Rebellion came from. Because everyone was like, how did you do that? You made it look so easy. I was like, no, it was not easy. I'd been gathering information and networking my butt off and doing all of this. So I actually landed remote work before I set up Remote Rebellion. And it's not easy because it's way more competitive. But people, like you said, people do think in order to have the freedom and flexibility of a remote lifestyle or living where you want, they feel like they have to set up a business, but that's not for everyone.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you said that because a lot of people listening are not business owners and maybe they're just looking for something part-time. Maybe they're just looking for, maybe they're thinking of starting a new hobby or maybe they're not real sure what they want to do. So, you know, finding something, you know, remote, which will allow them to, you know, continue to have some freedom and flexibility and not really be tied down to one thing sometimes can be really helpful.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah. And if you're good at what you do, this is the thing, this kind of freedom and allowance to have this work from anywhere role isn't just given to anyone because it's so competitive. You need to be good at what you're doing and you need to work hard. You don't need to work long hours. You just need to be very good and very diligent at what you do.
Well, and I think for people listening, there are probably a lot of things that you're good at that maybe you don't give yourself credit for. You know, it's, I mean, I've been an entrepreneur most of my life. I mean, my first business was a lemonade stand that I did on the golf course when I was 8 years old. So, you know, I've always sort of had that bug, but I recognize that a lot of people don't, you know, and that's perfectly okay. But having said all that, you know, I think that there are a lot of things that you can do and, you know, make some money doing that maybe you don't give yourself credit for.
Yeah, you're totally right. And I don't want to put people off, say, well, I'm not good at anything and I'm not experienced with that. You don't need a degree. You don't need tons of experience. You need the right mindset and you need to be able to draw from your experiences as a mother, as a father, as someone who had a lemonade stand, whatever it is, you need to pull from the experiences you do have. Stop focusing on what you don't. And focusing on what you do have and these attributes like organization, like EQ or being able to connect with people. These are all skills. You don't need to gain them from a position and that exact position.
And you don't have to go get a certification or take a training or anything like that, because a lot of companies, based on what they need, will work with you on that. They'll train you themselves.
Yeah. And honestly, if you get introduced to the right kind of people and you network in the right places, people will overlook tick boxes on a job ad.
I agree with that too. Yeah, I agree with that too, especially in today's world. I feel like depending on where I go, it seems like there are places that just can't find good people. But then there are places that can't keep good people. So I think it really just depends on, you know, what you want and what you're willing to do.
Yeah. And that's it. It's a sacrifice. Like me going to Bali and moving over there, like I'm back in the UK at the moment. And I'm really enjoying family time. But by moving to Bali and that being my base, I sacrifice family time. I sacrifice being able to just pop over to my mum's and have a cup of tea. You know, it sounds like Englishism. You know, there is sacrifices in whatever you are the one making that choice. But the choices you would need to accept the things that you might miss out on and just be like, okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. So obviously you work with people of all age ranges, because I also want to make it clear to people listening that you're not just working with executives and people in corporate. Like, you work with people in their 50s and 60s, maybe people who are looking for something to do in retirement, or maybe they're just at a point where they're ready to make a change. So it's really this sort of philosophy and way of living can work for anybody.
Yeah. And you don't have to want to travel the world to be able to work remotely. You might. I had one guy. He was like, I just want to sit in my pants and not leave my house. I was like, that's fine.
Yeah. And some of your clients are older. They're like in their 60s and early 70s. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to talk about Al, who from Florida, 68 years old. And he was so tenacious. He was like, Michelle, I was made redundant. I was laid off. And I told them, I'm retiring at 72 and I will retire at 72. And he was adamant. And within 6 weeks, he'd got a new remote job in a different industry. And yes, ageism exists. It is rife. I'm not going to deny that it doesn't exist. But if you use that as a crutch and as an excuse, you won't ever, if you don't believe it's possible because of ageism, it won't be possible.
Yeah,
whereas, yes, he had moments where he was like, oh, you know, my age and this. And I was like, yeah, I checked him in. I was like, it exists, but we're not going to target companies where they give a damn about that. So it's just about finding a way around it.
Yeah. So walk us through real quick before we wrap up, walk us through like how people can, you know, kind of how you do this. I know before we hit record, you've got like a group program, you've got a self-study option. You basically kind of customize someone's experience if they want to reach out to you.
Yeah, exactly. And with all of the programs, we start off with, the course element is 10 modules. We don't get to the resume part until halfway through. So it really is a holistic process of a full analytical view of what do I want? What's important to me? What strengths do I have? And then what am I targeting? What is my strategy? This isn't just a let's improve my resume and let's improve my LinkedIn and bish, bash, bosh. It's much more in depth than that. So the first step is analyzing what it is that you want, get full clarity on that. And then in a nutshell, rather than, you know, we figure out where to find these opportunities, where to find the fully remote roles, how to optimize your online presence so that you look attractive to the right kind of opportunities, not just being anyone's cup of tea, but the right kind of organizations, how to strategically network with these companies and be in the room and find out about opportunities before they even come onto the market so you can be first in. I personally make introductions to my network depending on the program that they choose. And honestly, the support of the community is massive. As well as getting one-to-one coaching, being part of a community that is also searching for remote work and understands the challenges that are facing,
yeah,
this is huge and is actually the biggest value as part of the program. It really is.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So last question. What do you say to the person out there who maybe is thinking, you know what, this sounds really good, but I just don't know if that'll work for me. You know, I'm getting older. I just don't know if I can actually do that. What do you say to that person?
If you don't think you can do it, you won't be able to do it. If you feel like it is something that is almost like a non-negotiable for you, it is a goal that you're wanting to reach, there is nothing stopping you doing that. I've worked with people who went from being a carpenter, kitchen fitter with no digital experience to working in SEO and content. So whatever you're telling yourself, it's an excuse. And I don't mean to be so brutal like that, but it is. And we make these.
Correct. Yeah, I'm here for it. Good.
We all make these excuses. I can't lose weight because I don't have time to work out. I don't have this. We all make excuses. I'm going through an NLP course at the minute, and he talks about there's either results or excuses.
Yeah. So yeah, 100%. I agree with that. And a lot of it are just the stories we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
You know? And we can change that, just like we can decide that we're going to do something or we can make an excuse, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Love that. How can people connect with you, Michelle?
Pretty much anywhere online that is Remote Rebellion. So on the website, remoterebellion.com, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, you'll find me on Remote Rebellion.
So just Remote Rebellion, like two words?
Exactly. All one word.
All one word. Got you.
Well, it's two words, but as in the website.
Yeah, I got you. So all of those links will be in the show notes in case people want to connect with you. So anything before we wrap up?
I would just say to your listeners that I know the things that you're struggling with might seem like it's some big barrier, but if you can imagine yourself like an ant that's got this feather in front of you, and that feather might be so hard to overcome, you just simply lift the feather up. Like, and I know that sounds like a bit airy-fairy, but the barriers are never as big as we as we make in our head. And it is genuinely in your head.
No, I love that. I love that. Thanks so much for making time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So folks, you heard it right from Michelle. If this is something that interests you, and I got to be honest, this is something that I talk to people about on a regular basis. And I've never really felt like working remotely has been as popular as it is now. And I think obviously a lot of this came about because of the 2020 pandemic. But I do think that a lot of people took that opportunity to look at how they were living and the kinds of choices that they're making. So, you know, it's been a few years since that. And maybe if this is really speaking to you, and maybe you're thinking this is something that you want to look at, even if you've got an existing business or something else, I would really encourage you to reach out to Michelle. She's a great resource. She's got lots of ideas. Her website's full of good information. She's got a lot of freebies on there. So if this is something that you're the least amount of being interested in pursuing, I would really recommend that you reach out to her. You can find all of her info in the show notes. And on that note, if what we talked about today was really helpful for you or really struck a chord with you, and you know somebody who you think needs to hear this episode, please copy the link and send it to whomever that is as a free gift from me. Or you can come over to my website, www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L. And just hit the connect button. It's in the upper right-hand corner. And just write to me and we will do it for you. Either I'll do it for you or someone on my team will take care of that. You know, we're really proud of the audience that we've built, and, you know, we're really proud of that. And we wouldn't be here if it weren't for all of you. So just know that whether you're listening to me today for the first time or if you've been following us for a while, that you are in our family and we're very grateful for you. So that's what I got for you this week, folks. This is Allison Kaczkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.